if more of our supporters decided to give us their time rather than money, how would we make best use of it? The answer to this question is the fact that you'd get a wider range of volunteers, wider broad base, and you get more people contributing with different skills. So you'd get a wide range of skills, more people getting involved, and it would give a chance to sort of develop all the volunteer schemes. So you get those already sort of successful. You could expand upon those and sort of raise those to the next level. You've got those schemes that are perhaps in their infancy, maybe need a bit more encouragement, and getting more volunteers involved would enable those to sort of raise up and sort of become more established. And you'd have those schemes that are sort of completely sort of starting from scratch. You'd look into ways of trialing those and developing those over a short term, and then seeing if they would sort of balance out into a successful long-term volunteer opportunity. With more volunteers as well, rather than donators, you'd help raise the profile of the RSPB. Therefore, you'd probably get more people deciding to donate with the greater presence of the RSPB around. So in that respect, it would probably be more beneficial for the RSPB itself. And with that, you get more training for volunteers, which would help to sort of speed up the process of delivering the message and getting more sort of money raised and more volunteers involved. So in that respect, you probably help to sort of develop everything all across the board, and it would be a fantastic benefit to the entire organization, because in that respect, you'd get people who are donating their time, you get a wider range of skills, different opportunities, and more people becoming aware of the RSPB's work and donating more money. So overall, it's a winner all round.